USA Radio News.
A group of 1,000 migrants crossed illegally into El Paso, Texas on Sunday night. It's possibly the largest single caravan so far to cross into the U.S. from Mexico. Members of the group are mostly from Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua. It comes just 9 days before the expiration of Title 42, which allowed immediate expulsion of asylum seekers during the COVID-19 pandemic. There's a new leader in one of our nation's largest regions.
Karen Bass was sworn in as the 43rd mayor of Los Angeles Sunday in a historic inauguration at the Microsoft Theater, becoming the first woman to lead the City of Angels.
The first act as mayor will be to declare a state of emergency on homelessness. A state of emergency on homelessness.
Bass was sworn in by Vice President Kamala Harris, and nearly every major city official in California attended the ceremony. I'm Lance Pry.
The new mayor used her first full day on the job to declare a state of emergency against homelessness. On the East Coast, holiday praise from President Biden was aimed at one of the longest-running holiday gift-giving charities, Toys for Tots.
This program gives so much more than just gifts. It gives hope. You give community, and you are the inspiration that lasts a lifetime.
The president spoke outside Washington at a ceremony marking the 76th anniversary of Toys for Tots, which is run by the U.S. Marine Corps. And the Federal Reserve is expected on Wednesday to raise interest rates for the 7th time this year. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
We'll see whether that holds up when Darden reports on Friday.
A new poll from Quinnipiac finds the highest inflation since the 1980s is making holiday budgeting even tougher. It says nearly half of middle-class Americans have less in savings than a year ago, and about 40% plan to spend less on gifts this year. Only about 8% say they plan to spend more. I'm Tim Berg.
Country music star John Rich, conservative commentator Larry Elder, and retired neurosurgeon Dr. Ben Carson have purchased First State Bank, Oklahoma's first and oldest bank, and will rename the financial institution Old Glory Bank. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy vowed to bring the 51 intel agents who signed a letter asserting the Hunter Biden scandal was Russian misinformation to testify at a congressional hearing. McCarthy made the statement in light of new internal files released by Elon Musk showing that Twitter executives worked closely with both Democratic officials and members of the U.S. intelligence community. Dining out is having a moment as uneven food inflation makes eating at restaurants a relative bargain compared to cooking at home. That could benefit Olive Garden parent Darden Restaurants, which also owns Longhorn Steakhouse. In its last quarter, the faux Italian icon saw sales rise 6% from last year. For USA Radio News, this is Victoria Idoni.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.